Sun flashed amazed, lay completely exhausted, the mud plastering him turning to a grey cement-like coating in the hot sun. Scarlath strutted around him, carefully pecking the mess from his friend's ears and eyes, spitting out the gritty substance. Sunflash nodded weakly at the reptiles.
That lot looked disappointed. I would have fed them for 3 seasons after they'd suffocated me,
he said. The slow worms, newts and eels were lying offshore, still watching intently. No beast was more surprised than the badger, when Smirk staggered up, one side of his jaw swollen out of shape as he grinned lopsidedly and jeered.
Hello, stripy donkey! See you escape from the swamp!
Sunflash made a half-hearted grab at the cheeky newt, but he was too slow. Smirk tottered quickly off into the shrubbery. A moment later, he was heard shrilling,
Get off me, you! Let me go! I didn't do nothing!
Two otters hove into view, one hauling Smirk by a back leg. Both beasts looked plump and well-fed. They moved with the sure-pawed grace common to otters. Nodding to Scarlath, they peered intently at Sunflash, and then the larger of the two spoke.
Aye, aye, matey. We heard the commotion over this way, so we cruised over to take a glim. I'm Fulrig Streampaw, and this fat frog walloper is Ruddle Banksnout.
Ruddle promptly passed possession of Smirk's leg to Sunflash.
Oi, just hang on to this buckle for a tick, matey.
Ruddle hurled himself upon Fulrig, and they wrestled and kicked, buffeting each other all over the ground.
Frog walloper, is it, you bottle-bottomed flotsam? Us Banksnouts was always 10 times more handsome than you Streampaws.
Did you say handsome? Your mother wouldn't let you swim in the water because you frightened all the fishes.
They rolled over and over, locked together, pummeling each other as they laughed uproariously and traded insults.
Your father tried to swap you for a toad babe when you was a pup. He said it was nicer looking by far. Ho, ho, ho.
Matey, my old grandma used to say, show me a good-looking stream pour and I'll die happy. She's still living.
Sunflash sat up, still with the writhing Smirk in one paw, and said,
Would you two like to stop fighting for a moment? I'm getting weary just sitting watching you.
They quit tussling straight away and stooped, staring closely at the mud-caked Sunflash.
Blow me down. Is that a badger behind all that swamp muck?
Oi, so it is, and he looks prettier than you, even with all that muck on him. Sit still, messmate, or I'll soon have you clean and shipshape with a drop of clear water.
Ruddle dashed off to find water, and Fulrig took Smirk from the badger, shaking him by his loose neck skin.
You rotten little scum slimer, I'll wager a willow worm to a water shrimp, you're behind all this.
The newt kicked and squealed, pointing upward to the eels draped in the alder branches.